I want to tell you about an amazing charity, Remap. Remap designs and makes or adapts equipment for people with disabilities if it's not commercially available. Here to tell us all about Remap is Peter Livingston. Hello, Peter.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Jolly good. Now, you know, I've done a bit of research on your charity, and I think what you do is absolutely fantastic. Now, everyone's an individual, and I guess some disabled people have some very specific needs that aren't covered by commercially produced disability aids. Is that the gap you're trying to fill?
Yes, yeah. We don't do anything that you can buy, but yep. If you can buy it and it doesn't meet your needs, we'll adapt it, or we'll invent it and give it whatever you need, and we'll keep modifying it until it does exactly what you want.
Right. Now, this is all done by your volunteers, and they're all engineers, I believe. They must be very skilled. What sort of background do they come from?
Well, we'll accept anyone, but basically they need to have a flair to invent a gadget and do things. Engineers tend to be the most likely people, but handymen or anyone that can think of a way of doing something that isn't available is the sort of bloke that we need, or sort of lady that we need as well.
Well, indeed. Yeah, indeed. So can you give us a few examples, perhaps, of the specialised equipment that your volunteers have produced and supplied for people?
Yeah, we've done... they're all varied. They're all one-offs. I mean, things like linking a pushchair to an electric wheelchair.
Right.
And this was for a young lady over in Harlow, and she lived in a downstairs flat that it was very difficult to get in and out of, so she wanted to be able to assemble the pushchair to a wheelchair outside the flat. And so we basically made a frame up, and because we had to use the footrest spigots, the frame had to carry her feet as well. And in the end, we ended up with putting some screw jacks onto this frame that the pushchair was on. This used a cordless screwdriver to lift the frame up. Then she moved the wheelchair underneath it, and again with the cordless screwdriver, locked it into place flicked some catches. And there's a bit more of a story to that, because about 4 years after we did this, I was approached by one of the Remap groups up in Manchester, in Bury, and they'd had a contact from Coronation Street, where there was a disabled actress that was about to give birth, and they wanted a way of linking a pushchair to a wheelchair. I contacted the lady in Harlow. She had no further use for it. The Granada Television gave her £200. They gave us £100 as the inventors, and the Bury Group a tour of the studio.
So, fantastic.
There's about 80 groups around the UK. There's four in Essex, and so we cover the total part of Essex. My group covers Harlow across the Denji and Brentwood up to Halstead. But wherever you are, I'm sure we can help you. Yeah. We go to the house of the person that needs the help. We understand what's required, and we go away, make it, bring it back, see if it works. If it doesn't, we'll adjust it, and we'll make sure it works before we leave it.
Brilliant. I mean, you also showed me an example of a lady who was having problems getting things in and out the oven, and you came up with a great solution to that as well, didn't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, she had a stroke, and so only really had the use of the right side of her body, but she liked using a high level oven because it controlled the temperature better, and she thought it was more economical. And so we made a device. We put a pillar up alongside, a vertical pillar up alongside the oven, and then a tray which she could position so that the drop down flap on the upper oven, she could move stuff across. She could then pull a handle, drop it down and rotate it onto the work surface.
It's absolutely ingenious. I mean, you're doing some great work there, but I think, you know, you could even enter a team in Robot Wars the way you go, couldn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've done a lot of things. I mean, we've got another bloke over in Tollesbury that he'd had a stroke, and his physiotherapist and that encouraged him to use one of these Xbox games controllers, but he only had the use of one hand.
Ah, right, yeah.
So one of the engineers adapted the controller so that most of the functions, obviously not all, but most of the functions could be operated with just one hand.
Right.
So things, I mean, we do a lot of simple things as well. I mean, a bloke in a wheelchair that wanted to adjust the thermostatic valves on his radiators, we gave him a device which was a stick and a couple of tennis balls.
Okay.
And obviously the bottom tennis ball had a hole cut in it so he could put over the thermostatic valve.
And twist it.
And the other one was a handle.
Yeah.
And yeah, he could just twist it. And so we do anything that's crazy.
Fantastic.
If it's simple, much the better. But we'll also do pretty complex things as well if
yeah.
need be.
Okay. So, is there a charge for the service or the equipment that you provide?
No. All the work we do is totally free.
Right.
If people want to make a donation, then that's welcome. Our biggest cost tends to be travel because, as I say, we drive to the person's home that needs help. And everything is free. If people can't afford it, they don't pay us anything.
Fantastic. Well, so how does the process work? If someone is in need of something and they come to you, how does it all work?
Well, they contact me. I mean, most of our work actually still comes from occupational therapists and physiotherapists.
Ah, the health professionals. Yeah, you work with them as well. Yeah,
yeah. It used to be about 80%, but it's now probably about 60%. So we certainly would like to help more people in the community. So contact me, that's a Malden number, 01621 855 354. Or we've got a website. Our local website is www.remap.info, and that will get to us, and that will give you the contacts for REMAP nationally and also the other groups within Essex.
Yeah, brilliant. So as a charity, what are your needs at the moment? Are you looking for funding or more volunteers or both?
Funding, we obviously always appreciate funding.
Yeah.
It's not our greatest need. Our greatest need is people with flair and imagination.
Yeah.
And we'd like to help a lot more people, which means, of course, we need a lot more volunteers. So, as I say, even if you're just a handyman that likes making things, creating things, we'd love to hear from you. If you're an engineer approaching retirement or retired, even better. I come from Ford Motor Company.
Yeah.
We've got people from Marconi and E2V and British Aerospace. And anyone that's got an engineering skill, people that with mechanics, I mean, anyone that feels that they would like to help someone that's got a disability, it can be a large disability or even a small disability.
Yeah.
I mean, we do things like raising walking sticks or dropping frames and putting trays on walking frames and all these sort of things. So we'd love to help anyone that believes that maybe we could help them.
Yeah, and what a rewarding thing to do as well. For someone who's retired in particular, it keeps their brain active. You're helping others as well. You're solving puzzles. I think it's such a fantastic idea, the whole thing about REMAP.
Yeah, our lifeblood is inventing things, so that gives you a feel.
Mm. Well, Peter, thank you very much for coming in to tell us about that. We're going to put all the details up on our website later today. If you'd like to get in touch with Peter, the number again to call is 01621 855 354, and the website is www.remap.org.uk. That's the national one, but then there's a local one, isn't there, Peter?
Yeah,
what was that one again?
It's www.remap.info, I-N-F-O.
Fantastic. Well, keep up the good work, and thank you so much for coming in to tell us all about it today.
Thank you.
Peter Livingstone. Thank you.